Dean Richards here with entertainment news, and this is pretty cool. The Who coming to Chicago.
Yeah, they are. They're coming for what they are calling their final tour ever in Chicago. How many groups have said that? But the legendary band has announced a final tour of the U.S. and Canada. They are going to be stopping at the United Center on September the 7th. And let me see, did they send ticket information? Yeah, I don't see ticket information as part of all of this, but
we'll be hearing about that pretty soon, I would imagine.
Yeah, it'll be a day or two. Here we go. It's tickets are going to go on sale starting next Tuesday morning.
What's the health situation for this lead singer of Three Doors Down?
Not good. Yesterday evening, it was announced that the lead singer for the band, Three Doors Down, is suffering from stage 4 kidney cancer. Mm. His name is Brad Arnold. He issued a statement saying that it's not good, but he's not scared. The band is canceling their upcoming tour that was set to start a week from now. But Three Doors Down, it's a mid-90s rock and roll. Songs like Kryptonite and When I'm Gone and It's Not My Time. So, plenty of people beat stage 4 cancer these days. So let's
hope
for the best for him.
We have news now about the member of One Direction who died, what was it, last October, I think?
Yep. Liam Payne fell off of a third-floor balcony at a hotel in Argentina and died. They did learn that he had cocaine, alcohol, and antidepressants in his system at the time. The death was not ruled a suicide. Yesterday, though, it was learned that he did not have a will and that he did have an estate worth $32 million. Because there was no will, his former partner, Cheryl Tweedy, will be an administrator of the estate. She and a lawyer will manage that $32 million now. They will have limited authority. They just can't go and start spending it or distributing it to whoever they want, but they will oversee it. Tweedy and Payne have an 8-year-old son together, so I would imagine that he would be the beneficiary of some of that, since he is Liam Payne's son.
Here's the showbiz question of the morning, Dean. Do we really need another Yellowstone spinoff?
This makes 8, I believe.
Wow.
I was counting. People seem to really love them. So,
yeah, they do.
The latest is going to be a new series that follows the Case Dutton character, the youngest son of John Dutton, who's played by Kevin Costner in the original. The new show will be called Why Marshals. That follows Case Dutton joining an elite unit of U.S. Marshals, combining his skills as a cowboy and a Navy SEAL. A unique combination. They're going to start filming this later on this summer. And instead of being on Paramount Plus or someplace streaming online, this show is going to actually air on regular good old television on CBS. Huh. So we'll keep an eye out for that. There are actually 3 prequels to Yellowstone right now, and also another spinoff that's in the works starring Michelle Pfeiffer called The Madison. So get in line.
We'll hear from Brenda Vaccaro, Susan Sarandon, and Lorraine Bracco coming up with Dean. And Dean has a follow-up to the story we talked about yesterday, the intruder at Jennifer Aniston's home. What's the latest?
Yeah, we now know who it is. It's a guy named Jimmy Carwile. He has been charged with felony stalking and vandalism after he crashed through the gates at Jennifer Aniston's home just outside of the Chicago area. He is from Mississippi, but the prosecutors there say that he has been harassing Jennifer Aniston for 2 years through voicemails and emails and social media messages. Jennifer Aniston was at her home Monday when this guy just crashed right through her gate outside of her home. A security guard stopped him from getting any closer in the driveway, but he is being held right now on a $150,000 bail. But, you know, it's not easy to be famous sometimes. A little nutty sometimes.
A little, yeah. Okay, now we have more about this movie that's going to make us all want Italian food.
Yeah, everyone is going for Italian food this weekend when this movie Nonnas comes out tomorrow on Netflix. It stars Vince Vaughn and... just sort of a killer's row of veteran actresses who play the Nonnas in this movie. Vince Vaughn plays a guy who opens a restaurant in memory of his late mother. He wants to recreate the recipes and the traditions and the love of family meals that, you know, can never be matched by anybody because grandma, Nonnas, have made them. So he hires these four Nonnas to work in the kitchen. They are Lorraine Bracco, who from The Sopranos, Brenda Vaccaro from just about everything back in the day, Susan Sarandon, and also Talia Shire. I sat down and talked with three of the four of them in New York yesterday about all the food and the family and the fun they had making this movie.
Brenda, what was that like for you?
It was great. It was playful. And you never know what. Like, we had a scene together. We ended up throwing food.
Yeah, I loved it.
So improvisations were welcome. Freedom was there.
Great. It was low budget, right? So we didn't really have trailers. So also we were hanging out between everything together in just a whatever room they found for us.
Yeah.
So that also kind of... gave us the opportunity.
The bonding experience.
To hang, yeah.
Yeah.
I ate everything in sight. We had a great chef, by the way. I can't remember his name, sadly, but he would cook up things, and I would go into that kitchen and say, what are we eating today? Then he would plate all the food for the movie, and, you know, we would all be, you know, eating everything. And I'd say, Brenda ate all of the biscotti. And, you know, it was very funny.
What kind of actual Nonna experiences do you each have? I could relate to this movie in so many ways because I used to stand as a little kid and watch my mother and my grandmother cook. Greek family.
Me too.
Same kind of deal. I would just sit and watch while they were doing things and yelling at each other and, you know, the whole deal. Did you have anything like that?
Didn't we all? I mean, if we were lucky, yes, we all had that. I think it's one of the great things about growing up in life and cultural. I mean, every
and
culture.
And being Italian.
Yeah.
But every culture.
The food would come out, and then you'd wait for the next dish and the next dish. And then they would get up, and they'd go rest, and then they'd come back.
Right.
And crack nuts and talk until 2 in the morning.
It's true.
I mean, they just never stopped dining. They never stopped. It was joyous.
Yeah.
It was really joyous.
Yeah. There's
of course, I didn't understand the language because everybody was talking.
In Italian.
Italian or in Sicilian.
Yeah.
And so it was hard to follow them, but I saw the joy.
Yeah.
I saw the pleasure.
Yeah, I think this movie's going to be like Greek Wedding, like Moonstruck, like a lot of movies where it's about Italians. But I think a lot, you know, and no matter what your background, I think you're going to be able to relate to this. What a memory that Brenda Vaccaro brought up, the family sitting around the table cracking nuts. There was always, I don't know if it was just our family, I guess it wasn't, if she brought it up, there was always a big bowl of walnuts.
Yeah, that's what my dad used to do. He used to have that little walnut cracking thing
little pliers or something like that, and you sit and all you hear is the cracking of the shells while they sat there and, you know, talked and smoked and yelled.
Yep.
And
that's the scene everybody is familiar with.
Yep.
And Tom Cruise apparently doesn't eat pasta, though, does he? Or does he carb load? What do we know about this now?
Well, he loads like crazy before his movie Mission Impossible. Final Destination is going to be coming out on the 23rd, you know, so he's starting to make some appearances, and somebody asked him, you know, what does he eat before he does his death-defying stunts? And he says, for breakfast, he'll have a dozen eggs with sausage, bacon, toast, and plenty of fluids. He says he does that because he ends up burning so many calories with every take. But he's doesn't say anything in particular about carb loading. That sounds pretty protein heavy to me. My cardiologist would tell me that it's even more than that. I guess he's going to tell me if I start jumping out of planes, I can eat like that.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Tom needs to check his cholesterol number, I think.
It seems like that's pretty high. Anyway, we're going to be in London next week, actually, talking to Tom and the cast of that movie. So we'll bring you some interviews. Maybe I can get some recipes from Tom while I'm there.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah.
We want to jump out of planes when I have that energy.
Climb up a high rise building.
Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.